Simply to understand what the body is not. If we are not the body, we will be something else. What is that? We're spiritual. So what are the activities of the spiritual? The activities that keep the spiritual is that one is 24 hours engaged in Christian service. That is how it is. I'm a spiritual brother. When we keep engaged in serving the Christian 24 hours a day, it's separate. theoretically understand and not the body. So the Prophet said, to understand and not the body, that is his personality. When one is engaged in doing activity that is for the spirit soul, that is personality, that is practice, then one is considered to be self-realized. A self-realized person will be engaged in Krishna conscious activity. That's one. And I'm self-realized. Mean that I am engaged in serving Krishna 24 hours, not that I have something else to do. So, self-realization is an important subject. You understand what self-realization means? I'm self-realized. What does it mean? I'm different from this body. The Jogis who are practicing austerities, they realize that. So, a yogi can sit in the middle of fire. Fire is burning. And a yogi can sit in the middle. No condition. There is no inclination. He is sitting in the middle of fire, undisturbed. And he is practicing chanting Hare Krishna. That is self-realization. That is now realized. He is different from the body. That is self-realization. But see, one who is self-realized, the Christian says it's difficult to understand, even Krishna. Difficult to understand. So what is realization? Not just to understand I'm not the body, but how to engage in Christian conscious activity. That is realization. That is serving Christian control. No big. So realization is the beginning of the journey of going back and back to God. That is the beginning. When one is self-realized, then we can know, I don't have to do activities for the body, I have to do activities for the soul, which is Krishna conscious activity. I self-realize. So we are beginning of our life. Now we are beginning human life. A yogi can enter into the iced one. If you go to human age, you see, and now my India is very cold. Here is summer, my India is winter. If you go to Vrindavan, my planet is very cold. Then if you go to human age, it's iced. Then you see human beings who are sitting on top of the ice. They're sitting on top of ice. Not even dressed, they are naked. That is the process of civilization. Completely naked, are sitting on top of the ice. The ice is building on top. But even this, it doesn't mean one has become Krishna conscious. It depends on Krishna consciousness. Civilization is not Krishna consciousness. It means that now we are ready to begin Krishna consciousness. So we can get a yogi who has realized he's not a yogi. Or a gyani who has studied the scriptures and theoretically understood another body. Still, the great karma is, one devotee told me, this devotee is from Czech Republic. So he told me, When it was snow, then he went to break the ice, he blocked the little pieces, and make a house and sleep inside comfortably. He slept inside comfortably. He's really pleased. But he's not self-aware. He's not the devotee. At that time, he did not devotee, but now he's a devotee. So self-realization is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. In order to become Krishna conscious, now we are on the process to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So it's the beginning of self-realization. But it is important for the self-realized. Because without self-realization, we will suffer unnecessarily in this material. Unnecessary. All the living entities in this material world undergoing different material experiences, difficulties, suffering. It is not natural. It is not natural and it is not necessary. All our suffering in this material world is not necessary because it is not natural for the soul to suffer. It is natural for the soul to enjoy. Only when one is on the process of self-realization, you can think of understanding how to enjoy. On the conditioned level, we are simply struggling to exist. On the mundane level, all our material success is a struggle to exist. Nothing more than that. Simply struggling to reach for more things. That's all. That's what is considered material success. Real enjoyment begins when we are self-realization. Do you know how demigods look at us? Do you know how the demigods, how they look at us? We are thinking we're enjoying life. But then because I'm looking at us with disgust. What is this? The same way you look at horse eating. How do we feel when we see a horse eating? When we see a dog is enjoying seriously, peace. Enjoy very nicely. How do you feel when you see? How do you feel? Disgusting. The same way demigods are looking at us. Demigods look at us like that. What is this? What are you eating? What is this? This is not fit to be eaten. The same way we look at the horse, the demigods look at us. So what do you think? If my contact president, they look at the demigods. What is this? They're suffering. They're suffering. And the most amazing thing is that everybody thinks, yeah, I see no way. But we should ask those who are higher than us if we are enjoying it. They can tell us. And then we can also see their own experience and see. We see that we are not enjoying it. So self-realization is very important. Very important to help us understand our material existence is nothing but a struggle to exist. Nothing. It is useless. It is useless. Therefore, our chariots perform severe sacrifice to help us with the process to understand that we're really suffering in the system of trouble, and that there is real enjoyment on a soul path. There is enjoyment. That enjoyment is on a soul path, not on the material path. So say that it just helps us to raise our standard to the soul platform where we can really have experience of enjoyment. That is what Christian have to us. We have scriptures, the Gita teach us. The Gita will explain to us. What is life? What is actual life? At the beginning of chapter 2, Krishna is saying, Yehimo Vidata, Yehe, Kona, Yohana, Jaka. My dear Arjuna, look, you are worried about your father, the teacher. See, your teacher, they have done wrong. They have not done three stages. They are good. Yeah, teacher. They are not good. They are now jara. They are old. Civilization. They are old. So I want you to help them have a better body. This was still the same of us. Give us a better situation, a better opportunity, better facility, better understanding. They are old, what can they do now? So you give them a new body, they will enjoy. I do what they say, no. My teacher, my grandfather. Yeah, they're very important. So I want to see them now and help them. A Christian said, but how long do you have them? How long? Because the nature of this material is that everything material will degenerate. Everything material will change. We cannot keep it. We cannot keep anything material, it will deteriorate. But everything spiritual increases in quality. And everything material decreases in quality every moment. That's the difference. It's separation. So Christian children, see the body is getting worn out and it will change. Your teacher and your grandfather, they are noble personalities. They have lived a Christian conscious life. So you don't have to lament with the change of their situation. Dear Father, go deep. A dealer will not change. Because a dealer, they don't see the body, they don't see the external, they see it. The substance, you see the essence of this body. This body is important only because the soul is inside. The moment the soul leaves this body, everything is finished. And the soul taking body and quitting the body, no one can change it. Just as no one can change the nature of the soul, no one also can change how the body will function. Nobody can change it. So there is a need for realizing the self. So we can be fixed in our determination to go back to the need for self. Very, very fortunate that we have this knowledge, and we also have the teachers to help us understand what Christian is speaking. Then we can make our lives successful. Amen. Any comments?
How would we know that we have become self-realized?
How do we know we are self-realized? Similarly, that when the body is self-realized, say no, I'm not this body. So whatever happened to this body, I don't react any negatively. Because now you have no difference between the body and the soul. Which is causing every condition for the soul to suffer. Those who are self-realized are not fools. They have knowledge. Therefore, whatever they do to the body, they don't care. They don't react to the situation like those who are not realized. For example, if a sage who is practicing, he was insulted one day. Hey, he could not fully specific, was insulted. He rained abusive words on him, said all kinds of things. They say he made fixed. He didn't say one word. If someone is abusing you, insulting you, shouting at you, yelling, and you keep quiet. So many provocative things the world he offered. They say it's didn't say anything. So this man left. After some time he came back. See you. I abuse you, shouted at you, and saw some things. He didn't say anything to me, my fool. Say no, I'm not. So what did he respond? He said, everything you said to me, I didn't accept anymore. I gave all of it back to you. So everything you said to me is what you do. Yeah? So yes, you brought the garbage and wanted to dump it on me. I didn't agree to accept it. So I didn't accept anything. All those nonsense things you said, they are all your properties. What is it? Civilization. You know, this morning he didn't speak more than 5 minutes because a civilized person was not responding. He didn't say anything, he kept quiet. So he felt foolish and left. This is what happens when you don't accept garbage from people. You cannot do that if you're not higher. Only when you have the knowledge of civilization you can do this. Otherwise, you will respond, no, it is you, it is not me, you are better than me. Means what? When we identify with it, we accepted everything that person is saying. We have accepted everything. And the result is that we are now struggling with it because we are not letting. The same way, especially those who contemplate the same way, the garbage, which are offered by people. So you kept quiet. That is civilization. And this man said, this man is teaching me to Islam. If you can tolerate all kinds of agitations, insult, and tribulations, and abuses that people give to you, if you can tolerate it and not getting angry, every good thing in that place will be transferred to you. And every bad thing in you will be transferred to that place automatically. I promise you. Who can do that? Only civilizers. Without civilization, we will, yes, fight. So you don't get it, I don't get it. The civilized person will remain calm. All those things you are saying, they will interact with you. I don't need them. The civilized person. So what do you mean? Yes, civilized. Just like if you know how to cook, right? So how do you know how to cook? How do you know that you are a cook? The food you are going to prepare to taste it. The food you are going to cook will be tested. That is the food that you know how to cook. Do you need somebody to tell you that you know how to cook? You are going to eat the food that you cook yourself. So you know that the food is tasty. So you know how to cook. Nobody has to tell you. A person who has eaten knows that my belly is full, I'm satisfied, I should stop. Nobody will tell you. So a separate person knows. I don't have to respond to provocations in the same manner. That's civilization. I don't look at situations the same way but I don't look at it. So, Susan Trump said, Vast middle world of people, you will have a unit. How do you know you have not a detachment? What will happen when he is detached automatically? What is not detached? It's attached to everything. Everything is attached to. Knowledge is you are detached. Not as if you will take it. So we respond to situation, negative situation, we respond positively to all negative situations. And positive situations will make it more positive at the self-realization. So you know that. You self-realize. A self-realized person does not just end at positive situations. No, he does not rely there. He doesn't rely on effort. Every negative thing, you make it positive. You do not waste time to complain. Why? No, the same level doesn't do that. Something is wrong. And whatever is already fixed, they make it more fixed. That is stabilization. Every negative thing make it positive, and every positive make it more positive. Therefore, those who are sinners, that's who are wise, they say, don't curse the darkness like a candle. You understand? Don't curse the darkness. Like
a candle.
I see what I'm saying. Don't curse the darkness. It's already dark. So why? What is the problem? It's already dark. Don't curse the darkness. Light the candle. Finish. A foolish person will go, oh, why is it so? Why the darkness? Why is this like this? Why? That's a fool. See what I'm saying? Light the candle. It's finished. That's civilization. Did you pass? Don't curse
the darkness.
Darkness. Light
the candle.
That's civilization. Make all negative things positive. And all positive things more. Right? Does it make sense? Did I have a question? How do we maintain this? For some time we hear this, oh, it makes sense. And I want to do it once in practice. So we'll do it for 2 days and forget. So how do we maintain the spirit? Anything we want to live by, we should constantly practice. Anything we want to learn, constantly practice. Anything we want to forget, don't rush. You're naturally. So if we want to maintain this, we should continue to practice. And continue to have the association that will remind us of the importance of maintaining positivity. Most of the times, we don't keep things up because the foundation is weak, or the foundation is weak. So we just with the time being come and start to want to do something, do something. If you don't have determination, it will not last. A determination will come on our condition. A condition will become a faith. A faith will come from association with the key and hearing of the teacher. How will he associate? It's always good to keep a note. It's always good to keep a note. So you can constantly check. If you have to do this. We need a healthy association that will support us. Because when you want to do something positive, you should be ready. You should be ready to fight. There will be a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges from all directions. You should be ready for the challenges and not become discouraged or too difficulty. Before coming to Christian Conscious, I was living a peaceful life. I was a big director. Everything was very nice to me. I was controlling hundreds of people in my company, and everybody respected me. I came to Christian Conscious, and I see this one who is insulting me. He's not the worker in my company. He's insulting me. What is this? I don't think I'm actually good with this. That's the defeat. It means you don't understand, not civilization. Civilization means we see all these things as stepping stones for Krishna advancement. Okay, thank you very much. Good. Thank you.